So I want to talk this morning about embodiment. How to bring our practice into our bodies. Make sure that we're not just aware of our body, but aware with, aware in our body. And I want to start by reminding us that in our experience, we could break it down into three basic zones related to learning. And there's a safety zone, and there's a risk zone, and there's a danger zone. And when we learn, usually the learning occurs in the risk zone. If it's dangerous, we don't tend to learn much. If it's safe, we can learn a little, but our big learning takes place in the risk zone. So we're gonna do some risk today. And it might involve discomfort. We don't like discomfort. We think something's wrong. Instead of recognizing it's just a lawful part of life. Discomfort is actually a very powerful, even sacred state. In discomfort, there's uncertainty. If we can stay aware in that uncertainty, we come to a kind of openness, a sense of possibility where learning can happen. When it's uncomfortable, we don't know who we are exactly. And that's actually the truth. We actually don't know who we are. So discomfort is something we feel in the risk zone, and it's a gateway to growth. So it's very important that we're all comfortable with discomfort in life. And in this zone of risk and discomfort, again, there's this quality of openness, uncertainty and openness. If we can just come into awareness and trust flow, trust emergence, life tends to take care of us. So today is a day for learning. Notice what happens when I say we're going to move together. Mindfully, it's going to be mindfulness exercise first and a movement exercise second. And we're going to do embodiment work. And embodiment is this way of being in our full bodies, aware in our bodies, aware with our bodies, not so much of our bodies, because that's a little bit me over here, my body over there. This is about really inhabiting our full body. And, you know, my lineage with this is one of my teachers, Susan Napotian, who's a psychotherapist of meditation here in town. And she's just a strong teacher of embodiment. And also the tradition of authentic movement, which is 40 some odd, 50 years old. It's been around a long time. And it's this exploration of allowing ourselves to inhabit our bodies and move spontaneously, authentically. So why movement? As expressive creatures, we're very limited in how we engage socially. We tend to express only through the mouth, and even through the mouth, we express in a limited way, which is what I'm doing right now. We express just with words, but there's the whole range of sound available to us through the mouth. And our culture is becoming more and more and more just about the words. So much of the information we take in is coming just through words, through, you know, words online, through text, email. And this is such a limited way of expressing. Through this, we lose body language, touch, sympathetic, you know, posture, eye contact. So today is going to be about expressing through our full body. And this helps us feel more whole, more free. It helps our practice because we drop out of our minds where all the thoughts happen and into our physical experience. And as we move, I want to stress this is in embodiment work. The most release when we express through movement comes through our endpoints, our face, our feet, our hands, our pelvic floor. We tend to only use the face and the mouth. So in our movement, we're going to be using, you know, all of our endpoints. And again, we need to inhabit our full bodies, because that's the only way to really be whole. We have this full body. And, you know, we think we have this mind-body split. The mind is up here, the body's down below the eyes. But it's not anatomically true. I mean, our whole nervous system goes through the entire body. The reason the endpoints are important is because that's where the most nerve endings are. So hands and feet. And face is where all the nerve endings, you know, where they're densest. So, you know, there's neurons in the gut that control what happens in the gut. But most of those neurons, it's not the pathway is not brain to gut in those neurons. The pathway is gut to brain. The gut is providing much information. There's a brain in the gut. There's a brain in the heart. There are neurons in the heart, and the heart pumps itself. So we'll start heading towards movement. And in order to move more freely, there's a key principle, which is self-awareness replaces self-consciousness. We actually have this term self-consciousness, but it's not self-awareness. In self-consciousness, we're lost in our head. We're imagining what people might think of how we look. And we're stuck in that, and we become very restricted. Self-awareness is to move into feeling sensation. And from that flows natural movement. From awareness of sensation, we're going to do some movement that involves being aware of sensation. And sensation is the part of us that's not run by our personality. It's the least conditioned part of us. And so when we're aware of sensation in our movement, then what can happen, and this is where the authentic comes in authentic movement, what happens is movement comes out of sensation itself instead of our personality running the movement. What we can give our personality to do, our conscious mind, is just being aware of the feeling of movement. And when we do that, movement becomes more free, more spontaneous, more authentic. So we're going to move from that question, how do I look, that self-consciousness, to what do I feel, that's awareness, self-awareness. And lastly, we're on mute, so part of embodiment and authentic movement is allowing sound. So you're all on mute, so you can feel free, I hope, in your space to allow sound if it arises. So let's do some movement together. And let's just start with one of your arms. And if you would, just bring up your arm and close your eyes and feel what's in the arm. And you can start with just something very gentle. Eyes closed, help you connect with sensation. So just feel the moving of the arm. Size of the movement doesn't matter. What matters is awareness, feeling in our body. And go ahead now and let the other arm come on into movement. And now there's a little more complexity. Whatever the arms do, it's none of your business. Let the arms move themselves through awareness of sensation. Keep just feeling the movement. And then the arms just do whatever they do. Feel. And as you're sitting, if you would feel your seat and feel your feet. These also are endpoints, they're just not in movement right now. And feel your face, another endpoint. Awareness of sensation. What do I feel? The mind might go into how do I look? You could just notice that and come back to sensation. And then if you're moved to do so, you can stand up. And now we can start engaging our feet. And the whole thing now, the entire body just gets to feel and move. And sound, if sound wants to happen. But regardless, remember, it's a mindfulness exercise, number one. Even if you're not moving and you're still, it's a mindfulness exercise. So just feel, be aware. Ah, sound can happen. What the body does is the body's business. Your job is just to feel sensation of movement or stillness. Ah, the face can be free. Just feel. Letting sensation be your world, just feeling. And then if you wish, you can just try opening your eyes just a little bit, which is really just training, you know, for being in life. Now we can be aware of inner and outer and see if you can stay aware of sensation, stay connected to your body. What other people are doing, not your business. Still, your business is feeling the movement. Now closing the eyes, feeling the body. Coming back to stillness. And now just feel the reverberation of the movement. Feel your feet, your hands, your seat, your face, and your core.